Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Putin's got an American hostage. Are you aware of this? U.S. women's basketball superstar being held in Russia after allegedly being caught with illegal drugs at the airport in Moscow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here listening to you. You don't think this is a big story, but it could be. It's got the potential. The girl's name is Brittany Griner. And she's 31 years old. She was flagged at Sheremetyevo Airport sometime last month after flying in from New York. Russian custom officials claim she was carrying vaping equipment with cannabis oil cartridges, which are illegal in Russia. She could face 5 to 10 years in prison. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And the reason why I'm telling you this story is because I think this is a political pawn situation. I think Joe Biden is going to get tested by Putin. And Putin couldn't have a better person to test it than a gay black woman. A star. It's got all the makings. It's got the Hollywood thing to it. Because let me tell you something. Brittany Griner left the WNBA. She left America in order to go to Russia to play basketball. Why? Because she could make more money playing basketball in Russia than she could playing in the United States. I saw the story, but Melissa said to me, hey, did you know that she left the WNBA? I thought it was a WNBA game, and she just happened to be going to Russia to play. It's a goodwill thing, maybe. And John Kerry was going to bring James Taylor with him, and we were all going to sing You've Got a Friend. I didn't know. But no, there's a lot more to the story. And even that piece right there, Brittany Griner leaving the U.S. to play where? Somebody tell me, where did that black gay chick go? To Russia? To play basketball? The story continues. It was not clear when last month Griner was arrested, but the development comes as Russia is increasingly isolated from the West following its invasion of Ukraine. Last month, the WNBA and the league's Players Association warned many of its players who compete in Russia, Ukraine, and various European nations during their offseason to get out of the war zone. We've been in constant communication with our members and their representatives for several weeks. We'll continue to stay abreast of events, of current events. Did they say abreast? Was the league statement. The league has also been in contact with the WNBA players who are in Russia, either directly or through their agents. We will continue to closely monitor the situation. Griner, who is listed as 6'8" tall and was a three-time All-American at Baylor University. I don't know why I'm reading this in German or in a German accent. Has starred for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury as well as the UMMC Ekaterinburg, a team based in Ekaterinburg, Russia, since 2015. The team competes in the Russian Premier League and the FIBA Europe's Euro League. Griner helped the U.S. Women's Olympic Team basketball win gold medals in 2016 in the 2020 Olympic Games. And now she's stuck in Russia. Remember those three black ballers who got stuck in China? China, as Donald Trump calls it. And Donald Trump promptly went over and got them out. Joe Biden, I ask you, what are you going to do with this LGBTQ black chick? You're going to leave her in Russia. See, Melissa brought up an interesting point. She says, this girl has been going back and forth to Russia and between the United States and Russia for quite some time. Yeah, this isn't a new development. See, I thought, as I said earlier, it was an NBA game, and they searched her bag and went, aha, no, she's been going back and forth. She's a star. You know they treat you differently when you're a star. They say, oh, you got a little vape, a little CBD oil. Don't worry about it, girl. You good? You're all, she's good. She's good. You're telling me that the Russians wouldn't give her a pass and say, oh, come on. It wasn't like she was had heroin in her briefcase, you know, in her suitcase like they do on that show with To Catch a Smuggler? No, it was her own personal use vape. And you know she didn't just start this. She's been toking it up since she was in college at Baylor. This, folks, is Putin saying to Biden, come get your LGBT black woman. I dare you. Why isn't this a bigger story? I don't know what's going to happen. If Biden wanted to put a feather in his cap, couldn't he go over and get this girl? Hey, Vladimir, listen. This is between us. Don't be involved in my big gay black women. Because I'll tell you what. I'll come over there and open up a can of kick butt. No, Griner might serve 5 to 10 years in prison on what really amounts to a technicality, a miscommunication, a host of other things. Did this dog, she's 6'8" and black. I mean, I'm not trying to tell this dog who to sniff, but I'm just saying, she's going to stand out. If for nothing else, let the dog go over and meet this giant coming from America to play ball. This is funny business here, folks. This is a, what's that kid that died in North Korea? This is that type. I'm not saying the Russians are going to kill her, but I'm saying this has all the intrigue of that. Because there's something amiss here. This should be a slap on the wrist. Look, don't bring this in. Confiscate it. Whatever. Go home. You can't play in Russia anymore. But it's bigger. And I'm telling you, don't be surprised if this story takes on a much larger context very soon. What are your thoughts? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We got a lot more to talk about today. Than just that, we're going to talk about stagflation, Joe Biden channeling what soon will be the ghost of Jimmy Carter. Is he still around? Is Jimmy Carter? I think he is. He's still around. He's still alive. Must be all those peanuts that he ate in his youth. We're also going to be talking about the CDC, safe and effective, the stuff they're sneaking in on you, Pfizer and them, as they draw your attention away from America's domestic affairs and try to get you engulfed in something that ain't even your business. Get off the Kool-Aid of Russia and Ukraine, America. Let's get back to our problems. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden's presidency is no laughing matter, even though the dude is a clown. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Before I get to the news stories, the things that everybody's talking about these days, Russian oil, Ukraine, you know, nuclear war, all that stuff, I want to just make sure you understand that leftism as we've known it prior to the problems that Joe Biden introduced was still building at a frantic pace in America, folks. Crime is up. Homelessness is up. Suicides are up. Cop killings are up. Drug abuse is up. Despair is up. You name it, if someone's dealing with a problem, Joe Biden has brought that problem front and center, man. 844-551-8255, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Last weekend, it was a good weekend in Chicago. Only 20 people shot, one killed. Apparently, the criminals haven't been practicing as much, and they're missing their targets. That is one of the best months I've ever seen, and the reason is very simple. It's because it's super cold. Wait until it warms up. Crime, including car thefts and shootings, soared in the Big Apple, that's New York, in January, according to the New York Police PD data that they released, the same day that Biden visited the city in response to the rise in violence, the first month of 2022 recorded, get this, pay attention, take notes, 38.5% increase in nearly all major categories: rape, robbery, felony assault, burglary, grand larceny, and car thefts. In a return to pre-pandemic levels, there were 100 shootings in January. This is New York City. A jump from the year prior, where 76 were logged. Those figures showed a marked increase from 2020 and 2019, when there were 67 and 56 acts of gunplay, respectively. Car thefts, another COVID-era crime trend, saw the largest increase last month from prior years. Over the first few weeks of 2022, New York City saw 1,187 reports of grand larceny auto, according to data. That's almost double 2021 and 2020. The numbers were 620 and 578, respectively. Nearly triple the same month in 2019. You scared? Because you ought to be. So that's crime being up. I looked into homelessness. Would it surprise you to learn that Joe Biden has increased homelessness in America? Now, I'm not going to give Donald Trump a pass. Homelessness has been going up straight for the decades, and certainly over the last 4 years. So Trump didn't get a chance to address it. But here's what I will say in his defense. He didn't have a chance. They were too busy going after him for nonsense. Joe Biden's going to solve, can't cure cancer. Joe Biden's going to bring unity back to America. Joe Biden's going to keep us out of wars. He's going to improve the economy, right? None of that happened. Reports from the Department of Housing and Urban Development show that homelessness in the U.S. has exploded in recent years. That's their words. Now, let me tell you why. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver, Democrat out of Missouri and member of the Congressional Black Caucus, says homelessness was on the rise even before the pandemic hit. He says the significant economic instability brought by COVID-19 and reports of crisis from homeless service providers on the front lines have only heightened concerns. But let me tell you what the big deal is. Sky-high housing prices and low wages are part of the problem. Now, he was trying to blame this on Donald Trump at the time. Trump, who built an economy where we could actually afford our groceries and our fuel. He says the affordable housing crisis is an accelerant to open flames. Well, let me ask you this. You looked into housing lately? In the year that Joe Biden's been in office, housing has gone up on the average home. I'm talking about a $500,000 home. You can get $200,000 more for a home than you could a year ago. Now, you may say, Kevin, that gives a lot of people equity. Okay, great. I benefited from it. I sold a house that I would have sold for $270,000 and went grinning because I would have been so happy to get out of it. I sold that house for $505,000. So you go, oh, Kevin, you made lots of profit, didn't you? Yeah, but here's the problem. That house, which is worth $270,000, sold for $500,000. The house that I need to buy, that quite frankly isn't even the equivalent of the house that I sold, is $1 million. I'm not exaggerating this. Not one bit. And I seriously say this. If there's a person out there that says, Kevin, you know what? I'll help you get in a house. I'm going to give you $250,000 so you can put down on a house. Get it back to me when you can. Contact me. Because that's what it's going to take for me to get out of a rental house that they jacked me for $800 more per month. I now pay enough for a rental house to afford a house that would cost me $750,000 where I live. Now you say, Kevin, why don't you get out and go get it? Because it isn't that easy. The houses, when you go get them, they go, oh, it's jacked up. The price is jacked up. Also, well, there's all kinds of reasons. I can tell you there's a reason why I haven't responded yet to the market, because I'm waiting on, is it a bubble? I have to make sure my credit is completely lined up so I can get the lowest interest rate, which I have decent credit. But I'm just going on. There are reasons why. But let me tell you who created all these problems for me. Joey Demento. Joe Biden. So Emmanuel Cleaver's talking about affordable housing. Go try to rent something right now. People are living with family, with friends. They're couch surfing. They're doing anything they can because Joe Biden has got this market so jacked up, the bubble's got to pop. You know why people don't want to buy houses right now, including myself? Because we know it's overpriced. That simple. So I've given you a couple of things, and I'm asking you, if you want to disagree, you want to call the program 844-551-8255, you want to debate me, tell me where we can look at where things are going good. Please do, because I would really like to know. Suicide. Do you want to talk about suicides in the time of Joe Biden? 46% increase in suicides in the military under Joe Biden. He blames COVID. I do too. I blame it because Joe Biden said, get the shot or else. So people had to make decisions, life choices. The people who are probably the most fragile because of everything that they've seen. Up, suicides, school-age children, up. Why? Quarantines, lockdowns, no socialization and so on. Up. All bad news. But Democrats don't see it. Hey, by the way, Democrats maybe have committed the biggest suicide following Joe Biden. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House and the Senate struck a bipartisan deal on a massive bill this morning to fund the federal government through September and provide nearly $14 billion in aid for Ukraine. The House is expected to vote on the $1.5 trillion package with a possible vote in the Senate by the end of the week. Also in the bill, allocations for $15.6 billion for the COVID pandemic response domestically and abroad.
After Russia promised another ceasefire, residents in the southern port city of Mariupol once again saw their hopes dashed after Ukrainian officials accused Russia of shelling the evacuation route. The city council said Russian airstrikes destroyed a children and maternity hospital, and video on the Post shows a burned building, missing windows, surrounded by piles of debris. President Zelensky also tweeted a video of what he said was a maternity ward hit by the strikes. This is USA Radio News. Premier Jason Kenney of Alberta, Canada, is calling for construction to resume on the Keystone XL pipeline backed by former President Donald Trump in order to replace Russian oil imports in North America. He said if President Biden had not vetoed the project, it would be done this year. 84,000 barrels of Democratic energy that could have displaced the 6,000-plus barrels of Russian conflict oil that's filled with the blood of Ukrainians. And the Florida Senate passed the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which would forbid educators to teach gender ideology to students from kindergarten to third grade. The bill would also require schools to notify parents about changes in their children's mental well-being and empower the parents to sue schools that go against the new legislation. And gas prices are up 8 cents just from yesterday. AAA showing the national average is $4.25 a gallon, setting a new record. And the pain at the pump is expected to get worse now that President Biden has banned imports of Russian oil. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots to talk about, but there was some breaking news that happened recently that you need to be aware of. Oh, yeah! This could definitely impact you. Has to do with Harvey Weinstein. Harvey got caught with milk duds in prison, and he's apologized. So no harm, no foul, thankfully, because this is the biggest existential threat to mankind. Prisoners getting milk duds? What next? Global ice cap melting? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This happens to be the radio portion. I hope you download it and tell other friends if you like the show. This is a big deal. I don't care. Look, other people are reporting on Russia and Crimea and Ukraine and Putin and Biden's tepid response. And one of my friends wrote to me and said, Kevin, Biden's not feckless. That means he's Mr. Magoo and he doesn't know. He believes Biden is intentionally trying to destroy the country. Okay. I'm not going to argue with you, Bob. Possibility. But that has nothing on Harvey Weinstein getting caught with milk duds. And it made me curious. I wonder how he got caught. Because, you know, I've seen prison movies. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Seen them where they bend them over and they make them grab the butt cheeks and they got to spread their butt cheeks out. Did they find these milk duds in a cavity search? If they did, I hope they were still in the box. Because, Harvey, please, don't tell me you were trying to pass those milk duds off as something else, like elk pellets, maybe? Kind of gross, especially if old Harvey was reselling them. Don't put it past him. Oh, no, no, no. Very entrepreneurial. Entrepreneurial. That's what Harvey is. You know, if he can make a buck, he will keister him some milk duds. Hey, fellas, check it out. Who wants a dud? I know. Hey, that's what you get when you listen in on the program. I want you to mark this time, people. Remember this date. Remember where the prices were when. Because right now, you are probably looking at the lowest price you're going to pay for gas for the better part of a year. Maybe additional 3 years. It will get worse. Joe Biden is the old white version of Barack Hussein Obama. Or he could be the love child, is that what they call it? The love child of Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama. If we could fly back in time, it would not surprise me if Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama had an illegitimate baby and they named him Joey. Joey Buttafuoco. Now, Joey Buttamessup. I'll leave it like that. Joe Biden screwing the pooch. He doesn't even mind that he got caught screwing the pooch. Hey, welcome home, everybody. What's this with me and the pooch? Oh, don't mind that. Don't. Oh, my goodness. It's going to get worse. Stock market is reeling from Bidenflation. So are you. So are you. Look, I know you make decent money. I know you get doing well. But a lot of people listening to this program are barely getting by. They're getting by. And now they're no longer getting by. They're having to, they're on a diet. They're on a Biden diet. They can't afford the same amount of calories they could before. And it ain't getting any better. I saw where wheat prices jumped 40%, people. They were already up. They jumped 40%. Putin is now making money not only in oil, he's making money in grains. And get this, gold jumped up from what, 1,800 to 2,000. It jumped up like 12, 13% in a series of days. Silver jumped up. The Dow didn't do so well. Nope, not the Dow. The Dow sadly went down 800 points the other day. Has it recovered? I didn't even look. I'm still in dealing with this story. By the way, if you had any gains this year, have you had any gains in the Dow? Because see, when I checked, last time I checked, during the time of Trump, the stock market went up, 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 up and away, my beautiful portfolio. You guys remember that song by the Temptations? Wasn't it the Temptations? Up, up and away, my beautiful balloon. Yeah. Well, it's your beautiful portfolio. It was a big, beautiful portfolio, and Mexico didn't pay for it. No! You paid for it. You put your money in. Donald Trump made sure your investment was sound. I don't know what it's been under Biden, but it cannot be good. Do me a favor. Look up Biden's numbers, the stock market since Biden, and tell me what the return on investment is of Captain Demento. Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wait on you for that. Remember, a Russian stock market took a dip. I'm reading this. It says the Moscow Russian authorities will keep the Moscow stock market largely closed for a fifth straight day. I don't know what day we're in now because I just found this story. It says to shield local shares from potentially severe selling pressure. Now they're getting hit from all over, and trust me, Putin is meeting with friendly nations to say, how do we keep this there? You see, Russia has a GDP. They make stuff. I gave you the things. They do petroleum, oil, petroleum-based products. They do beluga, caviar. I mean, that's at the bottom. That's in the top 10. It's one of their things. Fish, their fishery, big deal. $4.6 billion a year. But oil is king. $141 billion a year. But it's actually bigger now under Biden because it's doubled. Also, gold, platinum, copper, silver, all the precious metals, Russia's got plenty. They got plenty. So everything's up in Russia. The market will snap back. The Chinese are so ready and willing to take the dollars that we spend in their market and invest it all over the world, just like they've been doing. What do we have? 2,000? They estimate it's more than that. But they know of at least 2,000 spies here in the United States, Chinese spies. They know it. They're all throughout academia. They're all throughout our capitalist system, especially our high-tech stuff. Spread all throughout Google and Facebook and all that. Let me just tell you, the Chinese are very bright at how they do stuff. That is a group that's been around a long time, and you want to talk about, they take the best minds, and they come study us, and they go back, and they look at ways to infiltrate us, and we're easy, because we're suckers. We think everybody will come over here and love us, and they would if we were all conservatives, but we have leftists among us, and we're like a fungus. You remember that commercial? There's a fungus among us. Then they spray the stuff on them, like Raid. Let me tell you why Moscow can beat us in the stock market deal. Moscow can keep their stock market closed as long as they want to. Because Putin will say, leave it closed. We'll trade certain things, but until things stabilize, until I have everything ready to go, leave it closed. And then Putin will get with his big money guys that have money all over the world, and they'll say, okay, guys, I'm going to open the market up. No matter what happens, you're protected. You just buy. You do whatever it takes to keep the market where it needs to be. And there are people willing to do it because they're going to profit take, and Putin's going to make sure they get all. He can insider trade. He can do exactly what our Congress does. Putin has the kind of authority that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer has. That's right. So that's how he's going to handle it. So Russia's going to come out of this unscathed. But Joe Biden, he's at the mercy of whoever is buying and selling. And that is up to us, people. That's up to us. We're the only thing between Joe Biden and him being run out on a rail. If conservatives were to say right now, we're going to pull all of our money out of the stock market, the U.S. stock market, and let Joe Biden have to suffer that for a week or so. If we were to say, we're not going to buy anything this clown is doing. We're not going to buy anything. He's going to have to deal with this himself. Joe Biden would be up a creek. He'd be seeking us out. We always talk about voting with your pocketbook. If all you did was pay the basic necessities and you bought nothing else, boy, would that dude be in some trouble. So would this country, by the way. You want to know how much they depend on us? Stop buying, for conservatives, just a little while. You know what we did to Nike, what we did to Target, whatever? Think about if we did that on a larger scale. We just said, no, on this 3 days, let's just pick 3 days, we're going to pull our money out. You can't do anything with it. You don't go to restaurants. You don't do anything. I know it would penalize the restaurants and all the other industries, but as conservatives, we should be willing to do something like this. It's going to get ugly. Only going to get uglier for the left.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Ooh, it's beginning. It's been going on for a year, but now the cake is hitting the fan. And you know what? That ain't frosting. That's doo-doo. That's Harvey Weinstein milk nuts. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Got a new term for Bidenflation. Stagflation is what they're calling it. Gasoline prices surged to their highest levels since when? Baby Black Jesus was in office. 2008, as crude oil supply fears stemming from Russia's war on Ukraine increase the impact on consumers at the pump. And guess what? We found out just the other day, Putin has threatened to turn off the gas pipeline to Europe as punishment for sanctions and warns oil will double in price to $300 a barrel. Putin's willing to say, I'll let you suffer. Because I'll find somebody else who wants to buy my oil. He'll sell it. I'm just telling you. He's going to profiteer. He's going to drive. At the end of this whole thing, because, see, I'm going to tell you, I don't know much about Vladimir Putin, but I know if I were a strategist and I was going against Captain Demento, I would easily play this out to the end. Because the Chinese will buy his oil. Even if he sells it at cost there, but everybody else is paying a higher price in the open market, that's bad for everybody else. It's also bad for Joe Biden. It's bad for every world leader. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Record high for gas prices. We'll get to it. But $300 a barrel? Gas price. So right now we were, well, I don't know, it's changed, but the last time I checked, we were at $115 per barrel. $115. Triple that. I mean, almost triple. So we're paying what? $4 at the pump, $4.50? One of my friends sent me a thing saying, I hate Biden. It was a picture of the gas thing. Do you think this is the only person? This is a person that we've never discussed gasoline. Never. And he sends me a picture. I hate Biden. What do you think's going on in the real world? What do you think's going on? Have you gone to the gas pump and went, what? Wow. Record high. What if it triples? What if it doubles? What if it goes to $8 a gallon? That's premium. $6 for unleaded. What happens then? Do you think the Democrats will survive that? What about their food? I think we said the other day, maybe it was earlier today, but I saw a report that wheat has gone up 40% already. Already on the commodities is speculation. National average for gallon of gasoline is now over $4. This was over the weekend. AAA measuring this stuff. Not adjusted for inflation. Prices have been rising. They ride at a fast clip. Consumers are paying 40 cents more than a week ago, 57 cents more than a month ago. Remember when I was complaining that it was $4.19 and it was costing me $16 to take my kid to baseball? Well, now it's $18. We're going to have to virtually go. Hey, coach, tell me what to have him work on. I'll take him to the park. How many trips can you make if it costs you $20 every time you crank your car to go take your kid to do something? Let me tell you, I can do it for a little while. I'm not rich. But what about these at-risk people? The jump in prices follows a surge in the price of oil amid Russia's war with Ukraine. We know this. The underlying cost of oil accounts for more than 50% of the cost of gas that consumers put in their car. U.S. oil trading is trading at levels not seen since 2008. And what's funny is, again, you go back to the strategy that Russia's laying out, I mean, that the Biden's laying out and the world is laying out for Russia, and yet you scratch your head. Well, guess what? We finally got old Creepy Joe, Crazy Joe, Demented Joe's attention. So he announces that the U.S. is going to ban Russian oil. What took you so long, Joe? Did you have to check with Hunter first? What took so long? Here's what they issued. Biden said he said that means that Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. Which, by the way, I think Donald Trump had already dealt that blow. Looks like we're returning to the Trump policies, going away from Barack Obama's policy of appeasement.
This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress, and I believe in the country, he added. Americans have rallied to support the Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
Yeah, whatever, Joe. Prices of oil have surged. What does Joe Biden think he's been doing? Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I only wish I was an insider. I wish I knew what to tell you about the political wranglings and the chess game that's going on. Not much of a chess game, because Putin, the United States, we get, what, 12, any month, I looked it up, it's anywhere from 12 million to 26 million barrels of oil from Russia each month. So, drop in the bucket. I don't know what Putin's going to lose there, but it's not a big part of their production. The biggest part of where Putin ships his oil is overseas to Europe, not to the United States. And I just told you guys, he's threatening to up the price, you know, to keep his oil off the market. It couldn't hurt Russia a bit? Yeah. But if he's got a good deal with the Chinese and he waits it out, can I just play this out for you? Let's see. Do we have a frame of reference? Yeah, maybe Crimea during the time of Obama. Says he's going to cut gas to Germany and Poland. And who knows? Look, I don't want to overdo this. I don't want this to sound, you know, because it can be scary. I don't want it to give you scary radio. But the fact is, this could lead to a bigger war. Biden went on to say this. We're moving forward with this ban with the understanding that many of our European allies and partners may not be in a position to join us. So up until this point, Joe Biden has prided himself on getting the consensus. What did he say when he went to him and said, hey, listen, I have to save face. And I'll even go as far as to tell you that it would not surprise me to learn at some point. And Joe Biden went to Putin and said, look, Vladimir, look, man, I know you got that Hunter's notebook. I know you know all the crap that we've been doing, but man, I'm working with you, man. Come on, man. Come on. And he went on to say, so listen, I'm going to do the symbolic move of cutting you off. But trust me, we're good. I'm not going to get my partners to do it. I'm just asking. Think about it logically. Joe Biden goes to his partners. He says, listen, cut them off. I don't want them buying any Apple iPhones. I don't want them shopping at the transsexual bathrooms at Target and whatever else he tried to leverage. But he didn't go to Europe and say, hey, look, cut them off. What would Trump have done? I think Trump would have said, look, cut them off. We will supply all your energy needs for the time being until we put enough squeeze on them. And, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, the next biggest export for Russia is gold. That's what they exported under Trump. I think it was a desperation move under Trump when they did it. Now the price of gold is through the roof, so now Russian gold is worth more. Everything that Russia is exporting is worth more under Biden. He says, we can take these steps when others cannot, but we're working closely with Europe and our partners to reduce their dependence on Russian energy as well. We'll see how that works out. But I will ask this. What took so long? Why hasn't the media looked more into this side of things, given that Hunter and the Biden family are very closely tied to the Russians and the Ukrainians? And then, maybe Ukraine isn't as squeaky clean as we think. We'll see. Coming up, we got great news. In the next hour, we're going to talk about mask mandates and vax mandates and how even the most draconian places where they had them are now almost completely gone.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.